Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about, well, it's Jack Thursday. What mailer size should I send? This is an endless top five question that Jill and I get. Mm-hmm. If we get five new people in a month, we answer this question five times.
So let's do the math. If you get 50 people in a month, how many times does it come up?
50. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. If you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord, and maybe you can ask this question there, and everyone will help you.
You are a stinker.
This might be the shortest episode in the history of the Land Academy Show.
You are a stinker. Okay. Rebecca wrote, "Hi, everyone. When we previously posted our lots on Facebook Marketplace, Facebook gave us an option to add keywords in an SEO section. Recently, I'm not seeing that area when I post lots. Has anyone experienced something familiar or similar with Facebook? The SEO keywords really gave us a lot of interest from buyers in our lots. We have not been getting as much interest now that the SEO area is gone. Any input would be great. Thanks, everyone."
I'm very familiar with the Facebook marketing, and not as familiar with Marketplace. I have 2 points here. Mm-hmm. Number one, sometimes stuff on Facebook changes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not there, but it's only not there for an hour because they're working on that module. So stick with it. I can guarantee you this. SEO and keywords are the very center of how Facebook generates revenue and income. So chances are they've replaced it with something or they're working on it to make it better. Socially, I think Facebook is stupid. I think all the stuff that you hear on talk shows and radio and how it's just the bane of the world, I believe that. I think it promotes all kinds of terrible stuff. As a marketing device, there's nothing better. So if you have a product or you want to sell something, I don't care if you're selling jackknives out of your
trunk.
Yeah, out of your garage. There's no better place to effectively sell anything, including land, than Facebook and Facebook Marketplace specifically. So if you don't know about it, or it's not in your regular way to market property, I would stop what you're doing and really go look at it.
Okay, now don't hold back. Please really share what you're trying to say.
As Facebook for Business is amazing. Facebook socially, get a life.
Steven.
I mean it.
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
Number two.
I like it. when used properly, I don't use it for political reasons.
You really want to know what your high school classmates are doing right now? I don't. Okay, I have new friends.
All right. Well, and I use it for my current friends, too, to see what they're doing, because we might be in another state.
That's what texting is for.
We might be in another state, though, but I get it. Okay, fine.
Number two, and no one talks about this, and I don't know why. There's metadata you can embed in graphics that CEO will capture. I love all the Adobe products, so, and they're complicated to use, but once you learn how to use them, they're just amazing. The sky's the limit. So you can embed metadata keywords in everything, in any graphic. And SEO will pick it up. And it's really, 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 really helpful, especially with real estate, because there's so many graphics and pictures involved.
And
so
Rebecca?
Please research that and implement that.
I agree with him. But before you quit your day job to learn this full time, please go on Upwork or Fiverr or somewhere like that. Find someone that knows it and they're already doing it for somebody else and hire them for $50 a week to do this for you.
Great advice.
They're there. Thanks.
Today's topic, it's already Jack Thursday. I've already had a little bit of rant time.
Yes, you have.
What mailer size should I send? This is why you're listening.
You know, someday I'm going to sit here and I'm going to just reach over and I'm going to put a helmet on. My helmet right now is, I have a helmet because it matches my Vespa, but I don't have it here with me. So someday, yes, I will watch me. On some Thursday, I'm going to sit down with a helmet on. Because that's what's needed. Or maybe that clear plastic shield that used to be in all the banks and the grocery stores that they're hopefully tearing down right now. There's a lot of those for sale really cheap or free alongside the road.
Very often. I'm like, do you mind if I do the show?
Sorry. I just had to get that off my chest. So, oh, I'm sorry. There's a show? Oh, oops, sorry.
Very often people come to us and say, or come to me if for some reason, not so much Jill, and say, you know, I've listened to all 1,538 podcasts and I really appreciate it and thank you and I learned a lot.
Wow.
This is one of those shows where you're going to learn more than normal.
Oh, I was going to say, or nothing.
For land, if you're a note taker, take notes here. If it's priced properly, you should be able to buy one property for every 1,500 mailers you send out. Those numbers are going to vary dramatically in the East Coast versus the West Coast, the desert versus where there's trees and things like that. But in general, if it's priced correctly, you should the average of those numbers should be about 1,500.
Do I send exactly 1,500 then?
It depends. Ask us. Go on a Discord.
We are.
Ask if you're in Michigan, you should send way more. Okay. If you're in Nevada, you should send 1,500 or less. You can probably get away with sending less. I do micro mailers, and I don't price it at 20 or 30% of the retail price. I price it at 60 or 70%, and we buy property all day long, probably one for two or 300. And so the more experience that you have, and the more that you ask everybody to look at your mailer not us, because we don't have time to do that, but people on Discord, or get yourself a partner. Like if you're a Jill, get yourself a Jack, mm-hmm. who really is comfortable doing this, and you're gonna do incredibly well. If you wanna buy two properties, send out 3,000. If you wanna absolutely ensure your success, and we have a personal friend who I'm reviewing her mailer right now, said, screw it, I want to be successful with this. I'm sending out 10,000.
Yep. That's what I was going to say.
That's for land. Hold on a second, okay? That's for land. I'm very serious now. I'm not joking around. Jill always wants to make light of it.
No, I don't. No, I was going to add, at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to pick one, don't go light, go heavy. The more you send, the more opportunities you're going to have.
The only reason I get away with successful micro mailers is because I absolutely know what I'm doing. If you're new at this, do not do that.
Right.
Ensure your success. The math is staggering on this. If you send out 10,000 mailers, it's going to cost $5,000. You're going to buy two or three properties and probably make $100,000 to $150,000 if you do it in the right areas. Mm-hmm. That's for land. For houses, it's between $3,000 and $5,000 where you buy a unit. And so then you're going to go buy a $300,000 house and probably sell for $320,000, $340,000, $350,000-ish. Mm-hmm. So it takes more money to do those types of assets, but you're going to sell it. If it's priced right, you'll sell it the first week for sure, mm-hmm. in the right area.
And it's so much easier to pick those areas because
so much data.
There's so much data with really accurate what's happening, you know, last month, last week, days on market in that zip. You can pull up the list of the houses and look at them and know that mine looks just like all those kind of thing.
Yeah. Michelle's right. We don't talk about it a lot, but we have a company called House Academy, which we haven't been focusing on right now because of this market. When the market levels off, that's the time you want to start buying houses again. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're by trailer parks. That's your whole thing, or RV parks, or hospitals.
Or hotels.
What I would do is get yourself a great database. There's lots of them out there now, where you can find out the owner of a trailer park and their address and their phone number. Yep. It's not cheap. The data's not cheap. And you have to build your own database. You got to hire a VA to input it and stuff because downloading is very expensive. It's not like downloading the land data that we have. And you love New Mexico. Why wouldn't you send an offer to every single trailer park owner in New Mexico? And you buy one and you know you're going to just make hordes of money on it if you buy it correctly.
Right.
It's a different type of mailer. I'm not sure I would attach a price to it. That's the kind of thing where you send, we are invested in New Mexico and in trailer parks there. We want to really have a serious discussion about buying yours, and we do pay well. So everyone's going to call you back on that.
Well, because it's a smaller data set, you can handle it.
So here's my, that's exactly right. So all of these data sets, please really listen to this, including land, are finite. There are 150 million properties in this country.
We've just about mailed them all. Just kidding.
150 million properties in this country. Some of them are land, some of them are houses, some of them are hospitals, and some of them are trailer parks and everything in between. So you can see, if you really sit down and think about this, you will buy property if you mail it correctly and intelligently and thoughtfully, not slapping it together, but writing and checking your mail merge and going through the steps. You will buy whatever you want. Mm-hmm. The variable is, how much mail is it going to take for me to buy a trailer park? Why not just mail them all? There's not that many. There are 55,000 nursing homes in this country. I have sent mail to every single one, or faxes, multiple times a year.
Right.
Not lately, because it's easier to buy and sell land.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, that's a job for another girl.
Oh, Jill. Make it sound like I just boss you around all day and tell you to do stuff. I mean, believe me, it's the opposite. I get told what to do. It was just, you couldn't let me have a serious moment on the show.
I'm sorry. Nope. No. Have you met me?
I've never been more serious about anything, and Jill's got to crack me up and everybody else.
I'm sorry. Anyway. Did you get it out?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow on the Land Academy Show is Jill Friday. And she is going to talk about when it's appropriate to get a transaction coordinator and why.
Cool.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I'm sorry, were building to something big?
No, that was it. Look, okay. The fact is this, this really works with any database for any product type. There are people who do it for manufacturing companies.
Yeah. Exactly. Need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers and the number 2owners.com. So it's offers 2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, exceptional service, and now including, just released for everyone, concierge data and pricing. It's awesome. We should know, by the way, because it's our company. Give offers to owners a call today. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.